I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Nigeria's chief of defense says they defeated Boko Haram.
This is an extremist group which is claimed affiliation with the Islamic State, the same principles, same ideas. So they want to set up a similar caliphate that Islamic State has done in the Middle East. They'd like to do that in Africa.
But is it too good to be true? Open Doors CEO David Curry says the group does hold a lot of territory.
They are controlling the entire north of Nigeria into Niger. They want to get into Chad.
Boko Haram is also one of the biggest persecutors of Christians in Nigeria. As we've mentioned before, Open Doors USA works closely with the Chibok families of northern Nigeria. Their daughters and sisters were kidnapped by Boko Haram back in 2014. And in other news, India Partners is getting ready for mission trips, but they need your help. Not sure if you're right for the job? India Partners' Katie Fiedler.
Our goal is to take people who are service-minded, who are excited about going and coming alongside these organizations and using their gifts and skills to play a part. There's really no limit to who God is going to use. Even short term makes a huge difference, and the impacts can be everlasting.
Or maybe you're burned out on missions. Listen to what keeps Fiedler going.
When you have those connections where God's Spirit had prepared the way and your team comes in and is a fulfillment of what God has been preparing in the hearts and the minds of the people, I think that's really what always keeps me excited.
Check for details at missionnews.org. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available the free book, Why Do You Persecute Me? These are stories of strength, faith, and hope despite hardship. For your copy, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnews.org and click on the link. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.